Armed assailants again have attacked an Ebola treatment center in the heart of Eastern Congo's deadly Ebola outbreak. Here's AP correspondent Kara Anna.
The attack killed one police officer, but the mayor of Butembo says security forces eventually repelled the attackers. This attack comes just days after the center was attacked in late February, and only a few days ago the center reopened.
Officials in Congo confirm more than 850 cases of Ebola, including 600 deaths in the current outbreak. More than a week after the fact, the North Korean state media have reported that the Hanoi summit between Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump ended in failure and said the United States had refused to accept a deal proposed by the North Korean leader. There are also signs Pyongyang may be getting set for a rocket or missile launch, which has gotten President Trump's attention.
I would be surprised in a negative way if he did anything that was not per our understanding, but we'll see what happens.
State Department spokesperson Robert Paladino suggests the United States is in waiting mode.
But our message here publicly and privately for that matter is we're ready. We remain ready to engage North Korea in a constructive negotiation.
After a one-day break, the United States and the Taliban were expected to be talking again today in Qatar as the two sides look for a peaceful settlement to an Afghanistan war that is nearly two decades old. U.S. and insurgent negotiators have insisted the discussions are headed in a positive direction, but there are conflicting claims about the agenda. The Taliban side puts the focus on the withdrawal of U.S.-led forces from Afghanistan, while the United States says the discussions include a Taliban ceasefire and an all-Afghan set of peace talks. This is VOA News. The White House next week releases its new budget proposal. Prime components, more heavy spending on the military, and spending caps for domestic programs. Here is AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
President Trump will be asking Congress for another $750 billion in defense spending, some of which is planned for his southern border wall project and creating the new Space Force branch of the military. But according to a White House official, President Trump will be focusing on strict spending caps with the goal of balancing the budget in 15 years. While defense spending will grow, discretionary spending will be reduced by 5% in other departments, and the Environmental Protection Agency is one of those slated for spending cuts. Although the president outlines his priorities in the budget, Congress authorizes the funding. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A labor strike in France, prompted by concerns over Britain's withdrawal from the European Union, which is coming up, might spread. There are indications that customs agents who struck ports and rail stations earlier in the week could soon target airports. VOA's Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
Long lines of trucks at Calais and Dunkirk ports. Two-hour delays for Britain-bound Eurostar rail passengers. That was the scene this week in France for passengers and merchandise heading for the UK. French customs agents staged slowdowns by strictly observing rules, leading to lengthy security checks. A preview, they claim, of what might happen if Britain leaves the European Union without an exit agreement later this month. Unions warned select French airports would also be affected over the weekend, including the country's busiest hub, Charles de Gaulle, outside Paris, amid heavy school holiday traffic.
That was Lisa Bryant. Here in Washington, House Republicans are once again questioning the basis of the special counsel's probe of possible collusion between the Trump presidential campaign and Russia. Here's AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Representative Doug Collins of Georgia, the top Republican on the House Judiciary Committee, released a transcript Friday night aimed at raising questions about the origins of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe of ties between the Trump campaign and Russia. The transcript was from a private interview with Justice Department official Bruce Orr. According to the transcript, as the Associated Press reported in August, Orr told lawmakers former British spy Christopher Steele told him that Russian intelligence believed it had Trump over a barrel, implying the Russians might have compromising information on Trump. Orr said he gave that information to FBI and Justice Department officials. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The U.S. women's national soccer team is going to court over pay, claiming gender discrimination in a class action suit. Team members say they should be paid the same as their male counterparts. Gene Randall, VOA News.
All the hits and more.